KOIN in Portland. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. President Ford is scheduled to leave Salzburg within the hour for Rome, where he has a heavy schedule, including a meeting with Pope Paul. I'm Ann Crosman, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The president's two-day round of talks with Egyptian President Sadat was summed up for news reporters Monday by Secretary of State Kissinger. Robert Pierpoint has a report.
Kissinger echoed the general theme that has come out of this conference, telling reporters that on the whole, the U.S. side is encouraged by the talks, believes they were helpful in moving toward peace in the Middle East. But the Secretary of State declined himself to move much beyond this carefully diplomatic general statement, responding to most questions by suggesting that the details of the next steps toward peace must await President Ford's meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Rabin next week in Washington. Kissinger applauded Israel's announcement that it is thinning out its troops in the Sinai area east of the Suez Canal. "We think it is a constructive move," the Secretary of State said, adding that it was clearly intended to be a response to Egypt's recent reopening of the canal by shifting Israeli artillery out of range of the canal. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, Salzburg, Austria.
More news in a minute.
If you ever use a hemorrhoid preparation, you should know this. Vaseline Brands has news. It's Hemorrhoid Ointment. Hemorrhoid works fast, helps protect, with a proven medical ingredient for soothing occlusion. And Hemorrhoid gives you only this key ingredient, so it gives you more than the leading preparation. Now, at your first sign of pain, burning, and itching, turn to soothing Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid from Vaseline Brands. Use only as directed.
The Belmont Stakes, the toughest of the Triple Crown events, takes place this Saturday. I'm Win Elliott, CBS Radio Sports, and I'll be there to bring you all the colorful background from Belmont Park. We'll talk to the jockeys, owners, trainers, and all the folks who make this race the classic that it is. Of course, Ray Haight will be there along with me to bring you all the excitement of the running itself. At home or in your car, wherever you are, listen to the Belmont Stakes this Saturday exclusively over radio on this CBS Radio Network.
Jones and Laughlin Steel is closing its iron and steelmaking operations at the Pittsburgh Works this coming Saturday because of lack of steel orders. About 1,200 workers will be affected by the shutdown, but the company says it will not be a permanent shutdown. Treasury Secretary William Simon had some good economic news to report Monday.
The sharp upturn in leading business indicators reported last week is really just one of the many signs that we're at or past the bottom of our present recession. Consumer purchases have been increasing this year at about the same rate that they were declining late last year, and the inventory backlog has been appreciably reduced. As prospects for real personal income have improved, wage increases have been moderate, averaging approximately 7.5% during the last 7 months. In addition, a decline in short-term interest rates and a large flow of savings into the thrift institutions have set the necessary precondition for an upturn in the housing industry.
Treasury Secretary Simon also told the House Ways and Means Committee that he would accept a $617 billion national debt ceiling. That is the figure Congress has set as the limit on borrowing by the Treasury this coming fiscal year. It looks like Belgium will be buying the American F-16 fighter jets. A Belgian delegation met for several hours on Monday with Pentagon officials, and later administration officials said it appears almost certain that they have agreed on a sale. France has been pressuring Belgium to buy its Mirage M1 jet. Norway, Denmark, and the Netherlands have said they too would buy the American plane if Belgium decided to do so. The U.S. Air Force has grounded about 100 of its A-70 Corsair attack fighter planes after one of the planes crashed on Saturday. According to a Pentagon spokesman, the jets involved have rebuilt engine vanes, the vanes being the part of the engine that rotate to keep it cool. More in a minute.
Mr. Noel Roper takes care of his headaches fast.
I'm a stockbroker, so you can imagine the pressures and the headaches that I get. But I don't have them for long because I take Anacin. It's great. It's really different.
You're right, Mr. Roper. While all three leading pain relievers reach an effective level in your bloodstream in minutes, in the final analysis, only Anacin hits and holds the highest level.
Anacin does not upset my stomach.
Next headache, take Anacin. for a higher level of pain reliever. Take only as directed.
Food is the basis of
life.
If a child does poorly at his studies, it may be because he's doing poorly at the breakfast table. Good nutrition won't make your child a genius if he isn't, but it can help. Write for the free book entitled Food is More Than Just Something to Eat. Write Nutrition, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Start early.
Very good, Mike.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Police in Montreal are looking for a small metal box filled with a radioactive substance. The box disappeared from a lab at the University of Montreal on Monday. Police say the box contains several plastic tubes, and if those are broken, they say, the radiation released could be dangerous. Coast Guard divers are still searching for a sixth and last crewman believed trapped on an oil rig that capsized Sunday off the Louisiana coast. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
An election is scheduled tomorrow in Cannon Beach, where voters will decide the fate of a one-year $44,590 tax increase request. The special levy has been requested by the city to balance its 1975-76 budget, which has been knocked out of balance this year by the effects of inflation. The Oregon House today approved a measure to permit the state parole board to impose a condition of parole requiring that a released criminal reimburse his victim. Representative Wally Priestley of Portland brought laughter from other House members when he asked for reconsideration of the bill. When asked to explain his reason, he said, to delay a bad bill another day. The move to reconsider was defeated, and the measure is now in the Senate. Clatsop County Sheriff's officials in Astoria are investigating a reported extortion threat made against a John Day couple this past weekend. The alleged threat involved a demand for $5,000 for the safe return of the couple's daughter and friend, who were thought to be runaways, but subsequently returned home. Police say that shortly after the youths were reported as runaways, the parents of the girl allegedly received a phone call demanding the $5,000 for her safe return. Names of the persons involved were not revealed. A 31-year-old Eugene man, Norman Brooks, who is charged with murder in the slaying of a deputy sheriff, was found guilty in district court in Salem today of an unrelated charge of carrying an unlawful weapon. District Court Judge Frank Alderson sentenced Brooks to 6 months in jail for carrying a revolver in a vehicle last February 20th. Brooks is charged with the shooting death April 11th of Lane County Sheriff's Detective Roy Dirks. Nancy Filkins drew a jail term today for contempt for refusing to answer Lane County grand jury questions in connection with the Dirks slaying. The weather forecast for the Portland-Vancouver area, fair tonight, sunny Tuesday and Wednesday after morning clouds. Winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. High both days, 70 to 75 degrees. Low tonight, near 50. Chance of measurable rainfall, near zero through Tuesday night. Right now in downtown Portland, the temperature stands at 58 degrees. That's KOIN News to 1108. I'm Bill Garrity.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. This is the story of a woman's flight from fear. But who can outrun the demons of his own imagination? Like one that on a lonesome road doth walk in fear and dread, and having once turned round, walks on and turns no more his head, because he knows a frightful fiend doth close behind him tread. The poet Coleridge died many years before the dancer Rodlova was born. Yet in those few lines, he captured the terror that draws the color from her lips and sets her heart pounding.
Yes?
Are you Vera Rodlova?
Yes, I am. Who is this?
Stay away from the theater tonight.
Who is this?
A friend. Don't go to the theater. Don't dance tonight.
How did you get this number? Who are you?
Never mind my name. Just listen to what I say. This is your last warning.
You cannot frighten me.
I'm not trying to frighten you. I'm trying to save you. You must do as I say. Your life depends on it.
Why do you persecute me? What have I done to you?
You must not dance tonight. It will mean death.
Our mystery drama, River of Hades, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Mary Jane Higby and stars Marion Seldes. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser, and Sinoff, the sinus medicines.
I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you say Budweiser, when you say Bud, you said a lot of things nobody else can say.
A lot of things, like choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. The Budweiser ingredients listed proudly right there on the Budweiser label. There are less expensive ingredients, but you won't find them in Budweiser. No way. There's a lot more that goes into the brewing of Budweiser than just ingredients. But it's what comes out that counts most, and that's the Budweiser taste. And that speaks for itself, loud and clear. Hear it talking?
There is no other one.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Hey, when's the last time you made a wish?
I wish I could get an A in geometry.
I wish for a place to live.
I wish I was in Omaha with my grandmother and grandfather.
Wishing is very important, you know.
I think I wish for all the children in the world to be well and healthy and have enough to eat.
I wish I could lose 100 pounds.
I wish I had a bike.
My wish is for good health.
Wishing means you hope for better things.
I wish we could find solutions to the crime problem.
I wish that we win every soccer game in our league.
I wish, and I really wish, the price of food would go down.
If you want hope, you've got to make a wish.
If I have one wish, it's to understand my children.
I wish that everything works out between my boyfriend and me.
I just wish for a job.
I wish all the lost children would come home to their fathers.
Because without a wish, there can be no hope.
Yeah, I wish there were more love and truth and less loneliness in the world.
From the Franciscans, with love.
As I said, this is a story of flight. Flight from fear. And it begins, appropriately enough, with an airplane circling the sky above Manhattan in the monotony of a holding pattern. Suddenly, it drops swiftly away to the ground, skims along the runway, and comes to a roaring halt. In the airport terminal, a solitary man sits in a small lounge marked private. A commotion in the hall outside brings him quickly to his feet.
This is ridiculous. I am Maximilian Gormer. I must get through.
Now,
David? David, are you in there?
I'm sorry, Max.
Oh, this fool would not let me in.
It's all right, officer. It's Maximilian Gormer. I'll vouch for him.
It's a good thing you're here, David.
I'm sorry, Max. I asked the airline for tight security, and I got it. But you're in plenty of time. A plane just landed.
Yes, so I understand. That guard would not even let a messenger deliver these flowers. So I offered to deliver them for the poor chap. Then I could not get in myself.
Someone from the airline is going to take her off the plane and straight through immigration. And they'll bring her here and we'll get her out. Breaks my heart. Got to think of the front page coverage we're giving up. Biggest story of the week.
Yes, but we cannot risk her life at a press interview in a crowded airport. Oh, by the way, David, we will not say anything to her about the letters.
You mean you're not going to tell her?
Well, what good would it do?
If my life were in danger, I'd want to know about it. She should be warned.
Oh, come now, what does it add up to? A few nasty letters from some crackpot.
Max, that's all that's needed. One crackpot and a gun.
She's not to know, and that's final. She'll have protection. There's nearly 500,000 tied up in this ballet company. I'm not taking any chances with my premier ballerina.
Does Alex know?
About the letters I've been getting? Of course.
Won't he tell her? Aren't they friends?
Well, they danced together in Paris, so I suppose they are friends.
I told Alex not to meet her here. He's too easy to spot in a crowd. A smart reporter might follow him. Here she is.
Ah, Miss Radlova. Welcome to America.
Mr. Bova, a pleasure to see you once again.
May I present my friend, David Marsh?
I am enchanted. Oh, no, you do not say that, do you? Pleased. I am pleased to meet you. I speak English badly.
Not at all.
David is press agent for our ballet company.
We're going to take you immediately to your hotel. You'll be able to get a good rest. Then tomorrow, you will meet the newspaper people. Is that satisfactory?
That is perfect.
Ah, good. Then we'll be getting right along.
Oh, we're forgetting the flowers.
White roses. Oh, my favorite. Oh, thank you.
They're not a gift from us, I'm afraid. We are only messenger boys.
Oh, well, then, do you mind? May I open the card?
Of course.
Oh, I love white roses. Oh, no. No, not here. Not in America, too.
What is it?
Miss Radlova.
Mr. Bomer. Mr.
Here, sit down.
Oh, they are here, too. They have followed me.
She's fainting.
David, don't let her fall.
This is a warning. Traitor, go back to your own country. We don't want your kind here.
Terrible, is it not?
It's a shock to read such a card. I know. Just remember, you're absolutely safe in this hotel, and Max is taking the matter up with the police right now.
I am strong. I can face danger. But these anonymous letters, they frighten me.
Letters? You've had threats like this before?
Oh, yes, in Paris. They started soon after I asked for asylum from the French government.
Have you any idea who's behind it?
In my country, there are people who do not like artists to leave permanently.
Why did you? Political reasons?
Oh, no. I am not a political person. I wanted only to be free to dance as I choose, not to be told what I must dance and what is forbidden.
I can understand that.
Your luggage has arrived, Miss Radlova. Shall I unpack it?
This small bag only, thank you. And would you see who that is, please?
Oh, I'll get it. It'll be Max.
Hello, David. The police have everything well in hand. They'll want to talk to you later, Miss Radlova.
The police?
A mere formality. We're placing a guard at your door around the clock. Now, to more pleasant things. How do you like this suite?
It is most luxurious. But so high, it is an eagle's nest.
Then, if everything is satisfactory, we will leave you so you may rest. Your maid, Mary, I think her name is, will have a room next to your bedroom. There's a connecting door. If you wish anything, you have only to call her.
Ah, you are most kind.
You know, of course, that we start rehearsal Tuesday for the ballet Lethe.
No, Lethe, Mr. Bomer, I cannot dance Lethe.
Why not?
It's, how do you say, bad luck. Lethe always brings a tragedy. No, I cannot dance that role, not now.
We have advertised it.
Well, you agreed in Paris.
But the terrible things had not happened then.
Oh, excuse me, the bag you want me to open is locked, Miss Radlova.
Oh, of course, I will get the keys. Please excuse me, and you can open this lock.
What? Not dance Lethe? Why, it would ruin me. Oh, I see. I'm in for a series of tantrums. Oh, yes, I can see it coming. I tell you, artists are children.
That's no child. That's a woman. A terrified woman.
Lethe brings tragedy. It's nonsense. It brought the world to her feet.
Lethe is the river of Hades, isn't it?
Yes, so?
The river of death?
No. Oblivion. Forgetfulness. The souls drink of Lethe's stream and straightway forget their former lives.
I have a hunch Radlova isn't going to be allowed to forget. Max.
Yes?
That maid. Is she one of the hotel staff?
No. No, I engaged her myself. Why?
There's something about her.
Gentlemen, I have a confession. I don't like this air conditioning. Would you mind to open a window?
Of course, allow me. Ah, beautiful view. All Manhattan at your feet.
The street so far below. People like swarming insects in a nightmare.
Oh, come, my dear.
One of them will soon come bearing a sting.
Now, now. They have no wings. You are safe up here on the 38th floor. A princess in her tower.
I forgot to give you this letter, Miss Radlova. It arrived before you did.
Thank you.
Miss Radlova, don't.
Don't what?
Oh, no. No, don't open it. Give it to me. And Miss... Mary?
Yes?
Never. Never, under any circumstances, open a letter or package that comes to this suite.
It might contain a...
An explosive?
Yes. I'll get this one out of here.
All right. That will be all. Thank you, Mary.
Yes, sir.
Now, my dear Miss Radlova, where were we?
You were saying how safe is the princess in her tower. But when they decide to kill me, they will find a way.
New York City never sleeps. A steady drone, unlike the sound of any other city in the world, forever rises from her lighted streets. To the newly arrived Vera Radlova, lying tense and restless in the dark hotel bedroom, it is an alien sound, cold, menacing. A fire engine, suddenly screaming through the night, draws her swiftly from her bed to the open window. She leans out and looks down, unaware of the door behind her as it quietly opens.
It's a long way down, Miss Radlova.
Oh, let go of me. What are you doing here?
Miss Radlova, I...
Get away from me.
I'm not going to harm you.
Let me go. Take your hands off me.
No, I'm sorry. I heard you moving around. I wanted to be sure you were all right.
Never come up behind me like that. Never touch me.
You were leaning out so far. I was afraid you were...
Never do that again.
It was foolish, but you were so despondent this evening.
I am all right.
Of course. Good night, Miss Radlova.
Good night. Mary?
Yes?
You are very strong for a woman. You held me quite easily.
Yes, I am very strong. Good night. Sleep well.
Oh, sleep. I think I shall never sleep again.
Oh, well, I have some sleeping pills.
Sleeping pills?
Very mild. I could give you one.
No, thank you. I don't... What's that?
No. It's just the telephone. Strange at this hour. Shall I answer it?
Yes, please do.
Hello? Oh. Well, just a minute. The operator says Mr. Bomer is on the wire. It's an emergency. Will you take the call?
An emergency? Well, of course.
Hello, operator? Yes, you may put the call through. Here you are.
Hello, Mr. Bomer. What? What are you saying? Who are you?
No, I won't listen.
Oh, Miss Radlova, what is it? Are you ill? You're so pale.
It was not Mr. Bomer.
Not Mr. Bomer? Who was it?
I don't know. Someone who said they would kill me.
Oh. Well, it's just some crank trying to frighten you. Miss Radlova, I will see to it that you don't get any more calls of this kind.
Oh, I pray you, please.
Hello, operator. No more calls to be put through to this suite, no matter who they say they are. Miss Radlova must not be disturbed. Oh, on second thought, operator, if any more calls come, switch them to my room. Yes. Room 3814. Oh, this is Miss Radlova's maid. Now, she's not to be disturbed. She is to be completely cut off. Yes, thank you.
Cut off?
Well, to be sure you get a good night's rest. Now, come on, take this pill.
You are most kind.
Oh, not at all. That's what I'm here for.
This is a sleeping pill.
Yes, very mild.
I never take pills.
Well, neither do I as a rule, but under the circumstances, you really...
You never take pills yourself?
Not often.
How do you happen to have these pills with you? In your dressing gown?
Oh, well, I...
Why do you want to give one to me?
Well, if you can't...
Sir. Who are you?
Mr. Bomer said you might be restless. He gave me
the
pills.
You are lying. Get out of my room.
Yes, Miss Radley.
Get out! And you are going to stay out.
Don't lock the door. Don't! Miss Radley! Miss Radley!
To him who is in fear, everything rustles. Sophocles made that observation nearly 2,500 years ago. It is true that fear breeds suspicion, and suspicion, they say, has 100 eyes. It turns in all directions, sensing danger from every quarter, except the right one. I'll return in a moment with Act Two.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
Navy nurse Kathy Carmack talks about how she joined the Navy.
One of my roommates in school was going to go into the Navy, and she actually was the one that started getting all the literature for me, and I just happened to be a bystander, you know, and just listening when she talked to people and everything, and had no intentions of going into the Navy. But the more I heard about it, I just figured it was the best place for me.
Be a Navy nurse and be something special.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system. You know, the worldwide trend today is toward a universal system of measurement, the metric system. The names of this new system may sound strange to you at first, but fortunately, there are only a few words that have to be learned for everyday use, and these are the millimeter, centimeter, meter, and kilometer for describing length and distance, the milliliter and liter for capacity or volume, the gram, kilogram, and ton for weight, the kilometer per hour for highway speed, and the degree Celsius or centigrade for temperature. You're already using some of these terms more than you may realize. For example, when you go to the supermarket, you see weights expressed in grams on more and more packaged items. Now, for more information on this whole metric system, write to Metric Information Office, National Bureau of Standards, Washington, D.C.
Art is, of itself, a struggle for freedom of expression, an effort to pierce the barriers that separate us one from the other and convey the image of a truth, a desire. And it is the nature of the artist to rebel against whatever would limit his work. It is this that has driven the renowned ballerina Radlova to leave her homeland and seek asylum in the West. But perhaps she has not counted the cost of becoming a stranger in a strange land, nor measured the hatred that might follow her flight. Now, as the early morning sun sends its rays into her locked hotel room, she turns to the only source she knows for help.
Hello?
I wish to speak to Alexis Cole, please.
This is Alexis Cole.
Oh, Alexis. I should not call you so early.
Vera, my dear, how are you?
I must see you. I am surrounded by enemies.
What?
You are the only friend I have.
I don't understand. What's going on?
We must not talk on the telephone. Someone may be listening. Alexis, is it possible you could come here to the hotel now?
Of course, if you need me. I'll be right over.
Oh, no, you won't.
Grace, shut up.
Last night, a man telephoned. They are going to kill me.
I'll be right there. Don't be frightened.
But don't open your door to anyone you don't know. We'll see that you're all right. Goodbye.
That rattle of a woman.
Grace, try to be sensible for once. She's been getting menacing phone calls, letters.
Oh, now I've heard everything. She's trying to hog all the publicity. The press she'll get out of this. Oh, I can see the headlines now. Dancer's life threatened. Guarded night and day.
Don't be a fool.
Well, just look at this morning's paper. Radlova taken ill at airport. A publicity stunt. That woman's strong as an ox.
Anybody can get sick.
Oh, wake up. She's using you.
Don't start that again.
She got you to talk Max into bringing her to this country.
That's not true.
Oh, you were his top attraction, you and Miranda. Until she weaseled her way in.
Radlova's the most famous ballerina in the world. Of course Max hired her. Every manager in Europe was bidding for it.
Well, I know what went on in Paris between you two.
Who's feeding you those lies?
I have friends.
Miranda again. That woman hates every other ballerina. She's a jealous, bitter,
vindictive... Look, I've sat through three of your sordid affairs. I'm not sitting still for this one. Let me tell you something. Radlova's a good 10 years younger than you are. You're getting on toward middle age.
Shut up.
When she's taken what she wants out of you, she'll throw you away like a squeezed lemon.
Stop needling me, Grace.
The minute she arrives, she whistles. And you go running.
I'm getting out of here.
And you're not going to that woman.
You won't stop me.
What are you trying to do, break my arm?
I'm trying to keep from killing you. I might have known. You're drunk.
That's a lie.
You're a mess, an ugly, drunken mess. I'm sick of you.
Alex! I'm warning you. She won't get away with this. She won't get away with it.
Alexis, take me away from this place. I'm afraid to walk by an open window. I'm afraid to answer the telephone. Afraid even to eat. I cannot live like this.
I should think not. Does Max know?
Oh, yes, yes. He called the police. They placed a guard at the door.
Oh, that ought to reassure you.
But they don't understand how clever, how ruthless these people can be. Oh, Alexis, you must help me, please.
Now, nothing bad's going to happen to you. Alex will take care of you.
No, do not treat me like a child. I do not need comfort. I need help. And there is no one I can trust but you.
You can trust Max.
Can I?
Well, of course. You're terribly important to him. You can certainly move to another hotel if you wish. I'll speak to Max about it, but right now... You say you've had no breakfast?
No, the maid brought coffee and rolls, but I was too frightened to eat.
Well, silly, a dancer must eat. We start rehearsal Tuesday.
Well, you're right, of course. I will ask Mary to bring the tray in here. Mary, would you please bring the breakfast tray to me?
Right away, Miss Radlova. I was hoping you would decide to eat something. I kept the coffee hot for you.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Put it down here, please.
Yes.
Would you care for something, Alex?
Just coffee, thank you. Black.
Oh, want me to serve it?
No, thank you. That will be all.
Very well.
I don't trust that woman.
Vera, dear. Max hired her himself. You can be sure she was thoroughly investigated. Come on now, eat something.
My dear, dear Alex... My Alyosha. I feel better now you are here.
A familiar face. That's what you needed.
Yes, I'm so alone. I left everything to live in a world of strangers. And now I think perhaps I should not have done it.
Oh, you're young. You'll make friends.
Yes, I'm young. But I will age. Oh, Alexis, I did not want to grow old, thinking how beautifully I could have danced certain roles, if only they would have let me.
It is cruel to grow old. But you are free now. And wait until you see how the American audiences receive you. Once you step into that mysterious gray-blue light...
Blue light?
Our stage set. For Lethe, it's magnificent.
Oh, but we must not dance, Lethe.
What?
No, it is cursed. I was given the role because Reznoskova broke her ankle. And then Vladimir fell from that high ramp in Paris. Oh, and he will never dance again.
The Paris set was dangerous.
Lethe is the river of Hades. And it has the curse of hell.
You can't believe that.
Oh. That must be that man. What is his name? Publicity.
David Marsh.
Yes, I'm expecting him. Mr. March.
Good morning. Oh, hello, Alex.
Morning, David.
We're getting great TV coverage. They'll be here soon to set up the lights.
Oh,
and...
no, no. How can I face so many strangers?
I'll be right beside you.
We kept the press away from you at the airport, Miss Radlova. It would be unwise to disappoint them again.
Oh, of course. I understand. It's just I have had no sleep. Well, excuse me, please. I will go and get ready to receive them.
She looks tired.
She's lost weight since I saw her last. I was shocked.
She's put Max in a sweater. She refuses to dance Lethe.
She told me.
He wants you to use your influence. Get her to do it.
I'll try, but I don't know. Suppose we all meet at his office and show her the set design. She's got the notion the whole communist world is after her. It's foolishness, of course.
Is it? You don't believe it, do you? I don't know what to believe. The maid called Max early this morning. Seems there were menacing phone calls. Went on all night, six of them.
Well?
Six calls from six different people and one a woman? Hello, Miranda. This is David. Yes. Darling, I was hoping we could have dinner together, but I'd better stay right here on the job. She's going to pieces fast. I doubt if she'll be able to open. No, I'm in the hotel lobby. Now listen, sweetheart. She wants to move out of this hotel. Would you be willing to swap places with her? Yeah. I know your apartment's small, but I think she'd settle for it. Okay, then I'll suggest it to Max. Yes. Darling, of course I do. And Miranda, don't get your hopes up, but I have a hunch our ballet season won't open with Radlova at all. I think it's going to be Cole and Miranda.
What a mess. Those TV crews left behind.
But it is almost worth going through these things for that moment, that exquisite moment when it's all over.
You handled it wonderfully.
Mm.
They loved you. Wait till you see the coverage tonight.
A little peace and quiet is welcome.
Listen. I thought I heard somebody crying.
I didn't hear anything.
Neither did I.
Like a child crying.
Probably a radio somewhere on this floor.
Well, of course.
Okay, I'll call for you at 4:30, and we'll go to Max's office.
Ah, good. I would like to get out of this place.
I'm off to rehearsal now. See you at the office.
Rehearsal?
Yes, the curtain raiser. A short comic ballet of my own. You're sure you're all right now?
Yes. Oh, and thank you, Alexis, thank you. There. Now listen, what was that? I did hear something. It's coming from Mary's room.
Let's see.
Mary? Mary?
Is the door locked?
Oh, yes. The key is here somewhere. Where is it? There, on the dresser.
This it?
Yes.
Where is she?
On the floor, behind the bed.
Pain.
Let me see.
Quick, where's the telephone?
Help me get her onto the bed.
There's no time. Operator. Operator.
Yes, tapes.
Operator.
What did she say?
Operator, emergency. Get a doctor. Room 3814. Yes, tell him we think someone's been poisoned.
Open combat is one thing. Men have been known to stand their ground against overwhelming odds, confront the foe, and win. But it is quite another thing to join battle with an unknown assailant, whose hand you never see, whose greatest weapon is the nameless fear he can inspire. We'll learn more about the battle between those striving to protect Vera Radlova and the forces that would destroy her when I return with Act 3.
Some people think we play ping pong all day. They're wrong. The USO isn't all fun and games. Today, the USO has millions of problems like this one in Germany.
My family's going crazy living in a tiny apartment. Where can we live?
Today's USO has millions of problems, like this one in Asia.
I'm hooked on drugs. Where can I get help?
Or this problem in Athens.
Our marriage is breaking up. Can you help us?
Today's USO has little time for ping pong. We've got serious work to do. We've got lots of new problems here and overseas. The problems are big. How big? Well, if someone asks you, who needs the USO? Tell them,
we do! We do!
Over 5 million American military personnel and their families need today's USO. And because we get no government funds, we need all your support. Please give to USO through the United Way or local USO campaign.
I think it was the first time I can remember really going fishing with my dad. I'm sure I'd been with him before, but the first time I really remember it was wading downstream with him in an extra big pair of wading boots as he felt his way very surely along the stream bed and I shakily held onto the willows, and we found a spot where my dad lifted his finger to his lips and said, shh, we don't want to scare the fish away. And then I remember that fish, the biggest fish I'd ever seen in my life, and it was on the end of my line. And my dad, boy, was he proud. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Give your children everything. Give them your time. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
Murder will out, so they say. But will the murderer? Probably not, if we are to believe the latest crime statistics. And of all assassins, the most furtive and hidden is the poisoner. A change has come over Vera Radlova in the past hour. She knows the unseen enemy to be one of her own small circle, and she has lost all faith in those who claim to be her protectors. As she accompanies David March into Max Bomer's office, she feels a desperate loneliness. The loneliness of the hunted.
Max, there's something we have...
Ah, good. You're right on time.
Max, the maid you hired, Mary White, we have bad news. She's been poisoned.
Oh, good Lord.
We've come from the hospital.
How did it happen?
We don't know.
She couldn't talk to us.
The only thing, when we found her, she said something about tape.
Oh, I thought she said pain.
Now, Max, I think it's time we stopped fooling around and got a policewoman to stay here with Miss Radlova.
David, Mary White was a detective.
A detective?
Yes, she was there to protect you.
Why did you not tell me?
Well, I did not want to alarm you.
Instead, you frightened Miss Radlova half to death when this female detective came creeping around behind her. Well, this settles it. Miss Radlova, I'm going to tell you everything I know. Max has been getting menacing letters about you for a month. They even threatened to blow up the theater if you were to appear.
No, please, David.
Max has done his best to protect you. Unfortunately, nobody thought of poison.
Well, I did. I could never bring myself to eat in that hotel. I never want to go back there.
Max, I have a suggestion. Why don't we move her to Miranda's place? Do it secretly and do it now.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Miranda?
One of my star ballerinas. You see, that is her picture, that poster on the wall.
Oh, of course, I have heard of her, Miranda Drew.
Soon to be Mrs. David March.
Congratulations. She's very beautiful. And that other poster there, is that... That is Alexis, is it not?
Yes, it's the Green Hornet.
Hornet?
Alex took an old-time radio show and made a rather amusing short ballet of it. He's an old-time radio buff.
Buff?
He has a large collection of old radio programs. On tape, of course. It's a hobby.
Max, is that clock on your desk right?
Yes. 5:45.
Well, if you don't need me, I'll be leaving.
So soon?
I want to arrange with Miranda about the apartment. Goodbye, Miss Redlow.
Goodbye, and thank you.
I wonder what got into him so suddenly.
I don't understand.
There's nothing. Now, my dear, let us talk about Leafy. Try to understand my position. The advertising is already out. The scenery is under construction.
I cannot think of Leafy without remembering Vladimir.
A terrible tragedy, but...
I can never hear Leafy's music without hearing that scream of Vladimir as he fell.
But such a thing could not happen here. That ramp in Paris was dangerous. We do not have a ramp. We have a series of platforms.
No, I cannot.
I am doing everything in my power to ensure your happiness and safety.
I appreciate that. It's just
now,
that
listen, I will be frank with you. You see, I cannot recover my investment unless you appear, as you agreed, in the role of Leafy.
Oh, I did not understand. Very well. I gave you my word. I will keep it. I will dance, Leafy.
Max, quick! A bomb! I just learned about it. It'll go off any minute.
Miss Radlova, this way, the elevator.
Go up the elevator. The explosion might wreck it.
Right. Go to the emergency stairs. Alex, we must walk. Vera, are you all right?
Yes.
My office is a shambles.
Don't go in there. It might be dangerous.
Oh, how fortunate that no one was hurt.
Well, we can thank Alex. But, Alex, how did you know about the bomb?
A letter. I'd been carrying it around with me all day, unopened. I left in a hurry this morning, picked up the mail on my way out and stuck it in my pocket. Forgot all about it until I opened it in the cab on my way here.
First poison, now a bomb.
My dear, I make you a solemn promise. From now on, you will have a bodyguard. Both the theater and your apartment will be searched every day. There will be no question of your absolute security. I, Max Boomer, guarantee it.
Miss White? Mary?
Hmm? Oh, yes, Mr...
I'm David March. I work for Max Boomer.
Oh, yes, I remember you. You brought me here.
Do you know how you were poisoned?
Oh, coffee. Only thing I had... When I removed Miss Radlova's tray, I poured myself a cup.
When we found you, you said something about tape.
Tape?
I thought you said tape.
Oh, yes, the telephone. I put a bug on it.
Bug?
I recorded those threatening telephone calls. Four of them.
You recorded them?
Yes, because they sounded phony somehow.
You have the tapes?
Yes, in my room at the hotel. You see, they didn't sound like real people.
I don't understand.
But those voices, they never answered anything I said. Like they didn't hear me. And they never called Vera Radlova by name. They said things like, you're going to die. You can't escape. Stuff like that. And one of them said, if you don't do as you're told, you are doomed. Doomed, that's kind of a phony word. You see what I mean?
Yes, I do see. Well, I don't want to tire you. The doctor says you're going to be fine.
Oh.
It was a very small amount of poison.
Yes, I know. And that's kind of funny, too. When you think about it.
Hello, Max.
Yes, David?
I'm calling you from the theater. The street is full of people, enormous crowd, hoping to get a glimpse of Radlova. This is going to be the greatest opening night in our history.
Are there enough police?
Police? They're all over the place. Two patrol cars, mounties, the works.
They went over the theater today with a fine-tooth comb. I put detectives at every entrance, too.
It's a press agent's dream. Radlova hasn't arrived yet, but I'll bet there's a stampede when she does.
Well, I won't be happy till the performance is over and she's safely back home. I'll be alone in my box. Join me, the one closest to the stage on the right. I guess we've done everything we could do.
It's in the laps of the gods now.
Hello?
Miss Radlova?
Yes, who is this?
A friend.
stay away from the theater tonight.
What?
Don't go to the theater. You will die if you do.
How did you get this telephone number? Who are you?
Never mind my name. Just listen to what I say.
You cannot frighten me.
I'm not trying to frighten you. I'm trying to save your life. You must not dance, Leafy. It will mean your death if you do.
No, I know I will not listen.
Miss Radloff.
Who is it?
Alex, are you ready?
Oh, Alex. Come in.
The limousine is with... Vera, what on earth is
another
that?
Phone call?
What? That's impossible.
Oh, why should it be impossible?
Well, nobody knows you're here. And Miranda's phone is unlisted. How could they possibly find you?
Oh, you forget they have had 50 years' experience in such things.
Vera, my dear, you're trembling. I'm not sure you should try to dance.
She said I will die tonight.
We'll tell Max you're ill.
No, I will not give in.
Your life is more important than any performance. Vera, please, let me call Max.
No.
Please, Vera.
No, I defy him. Come. We will go to the theater, you and I. And we will dance, Lethe, together.
David, where have you been? I watched the opening ballet from the back of the theater.
A disaster. I have never seen Alex dance so badly.
I guess the threats and the bombing got to him.
Yes, and his wife has been riding him again. Sit down.
I saw Grace outside at the stage door. She said Alex had forgotten something. She was bringing it back to him.
Ah, that explains it. I try to think of everything, but I cannot protect my artists from their own families.
Cheer up. It's Radlova's night. She's what the public came to see.
Ah, yes. And they will not be disappointed. You know, David, at rehearsal, she was magnificent. Now, watch. You'll see as the curtain rises, Radlova is poised on the highest platform over on stage left. Alex comes on leading the lost souls of Hades, but you'll see. Look, the curtain is going up.
Max, that setting's stunning. There she is. Magnificent. Unbelievably beautiful. I've never seen anything so breathtaking.
Radlova is not just a dancer. She is a miracle.
In the wings. It's Grace Cole. You can see her from here.
What is she doing there?
The woman's crazy. I better go backstage.
Why isn't one of the stage crew... Oh, no. Oh, the drunken fool.
She's walking on the stage.
This is a nightmare.
What's wrong with Alex?
He's broken out of the dance. He dropped Radlova. She's falling from the platform.
Max, but she's asking for you.
Good. Yes, thank you.
Max, is that you?
Yes, Grace.
Tell me.
Don't try to move.
Oh, is Radlova all right?
A few bruises, Grace, that's all. You saved her life.
I tried to catch her.
You succeeded in breaking Radlova's fall when Alex struck her.
It's all my fault. Where is Alex?
They've taken him away.
I was jealous. I goaded him into it. I'm the one who should be punished, not Alex.
You wrote the letters?
No. He did that. And the poison. And the bomb. I didn't know anything about it until this afternoon.
But, Grace, why did he warn us about the bomb?
He didn't want to hurt you, Max. He wanted to frighten you. Make you send her back.
Ah, he must be insane.
I kept taunting him. He was getting old. That Radlova would replace him as star of the Boma Ballet. I thought he was in love with her. And I wanted to make him hate her, but I didn't want him to kill her.
The telephone calls. The different voices.
Oh, they were actors on tape. He took them off old radio programs he had.
No wonder they never answered Mary's questions.
Those voices had been recorded 30 years ago.
May I come in?
Oh, Miss Radlow.
Now, don't try to move, Grace. Lie still.
Oh, Mrs. Cole, what can I say? I am deeply grateful to you. But how did you know what Alex was going to do?
Well, he got into a terrible rage today. He shouted at me, "Shut up, I'll kill you too." After he left, I thought, "Kill me too?" Then I knew what it was he meant to do.
Ah, he must be crazy.
Oh, I should never have taunted him with growing old. It's hard for stars when they start slipping and younger people come along. It means the end of the only thing they ever really loved. And a dancer's life is such a short one. Alex used to say, "Our names are written in water."
It is true. Written in the waters of Lethe.
So, not all the efforts of Max Bohmer could protect Vera Rotlova. In the end, her safety hung on the slim thread of another woman's conscience. Thanks to Grace Cole, she remained the pride of the Bohmer Ballet for many years. Then one evening, in a box, watching a new production of Giselle, a lovely young American ballerina, precise, controlled, exquisite, pirouetted onto the scene. A shiver ran through the great Rotlova. She felt the icy waters of Lethe lapping at her feet. I'll be back shortly.
O great spirit, whose voice in the winds I hear, and whose breath give life to all the world, hear me.
The voice is Iron Eyes Cody of the Cherokee Nation. The words are a prayer first spoken 400 years ago by his people, a people who loved the land.
Make me walk in beauty. Make my heart respect all you have made. Make me wise that I may know all you have taught my people, the lessons you have hidden in every rock.
In some Americans today, that spirit is reborn. Throughout the land, areas of thoughtless litter and pollution are being restored to their natural beauty. And yet we still have so far to go. So everyone must get involved. To contact the Keep America Beautiful team nearest you, write Keep America Beautiful, 99 Park Avenue, New York, New York. People start pollution. People can stop it.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Perhaps you are wondering what force would move an artist like Vera Rotlova, who had every material advantage, to leave her native country and seek freedom in a foreign land. Many dancers have done so. Markova, Nureyev, Baryshnikov. Why? The cellist, Rostropovich, put it clearly. "There is so much more I could have done for my country," he said, "if they had only given me musical freedom without regulation." Many of these gifted people have found refuge among us, and in so doing, have enriched us. Our cast included Marion Seldes, Norman Rose, Bryna Rayburn, George Petrie, and Richard Lynch. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
No. He said it was his uncle's and he lent it to him. Why are you asking me all these questions?
Well, some of them I'm asking because I felt you'd rather have me do it than the police.
Why doesn't Tim tell him the truth?
Julie, dear, Tim is still unconscious. Tell me more about the police station.
Oh, I don't know. Things took forever. They came, took my fingerprints, and then... they put me in a cell. And, locked the door.
Yes?
Well, they turned out the light. I tried to tell him not to because my pop was coming. I asked them to call him. They just didn't pay any attention, and suddenly the walls... He was there. I knew he was going to get me. I just screamed and screamed. The police lady came. I told her to get my pop to get me out of there.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
From KOIN in Portland, my name's Bill Garrity. Have a good night tonight and a better day tomorrow. It's 12 midnight.
CBS News. President Ford has just departed Salzburg for Rome. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Michael Landers was at the airport as Air Force One took off.
The steady rain that soaked this city during most of President Ford's Salzburg visit has now stopped. The beautiful snow-capped mountains behind Salzburg have reappeared. They were hidden by a heavy mist when Mr. Ford arrived here on Sunday. After a brief departure ceremony, the President and Mrs. Ford boarded Air Force One for the 1.5-hour flight to Rome. The President departed right on schedule after his 2 days of talks here with Egyptian President Sadat, talks which both sides say were very constructive and which, along with Israel's new move to pull back its forces from the Suez Canal, offer some hope for peace in the Middle East. President Ford, now en route to Rome for meetings with Italian officials and with Pope Paul, then on to Washington late tonight. Michael Landers for CBS News at the Salzburg Airport.
More on Mr. Ford's visit to Rome in a minute.
I want that sinus medicine.
A headache tablet?
No. The sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and post-nasal drip.
You mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Compare sign-off to any other sinus tablet. You'll find no sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. When you take sign-off tablets, you get a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer to help sinus pain while you drain. And for the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief, there's Sinoff Sinus Spray. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. Sinoff. Take when needed, only as directed. Always insist on Sinoff.
The sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff tablets.
Exactly. Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
President Ford is expected to arrive in Rome in about an hour for a busy day of meetings with officials and Pope Paul. Winston Burdett tells us about the president's schedule.
In the 9 hours that will elapse from the time Mr. Ford's helicopter sets down in front of the palatial residence of the President of Italy to the time it takes off again from the gardens of Vatican City. But in the interval, the President will meet a number of interesting persons. First of all, the Italian President, Giovanni Leone, who, in addition to being one of the country's most eminent criminal lawyers, is a wise politician. Later, he will spend an hour with Prime Minister Aldo Moro, another wise man who has the desperate task of trying to keep Italy's volatile coalition government together. Mr. Moro is now worried about the forthcoming elections in Italy, and Mr. Ford is worried about the stability or instability of government in this country. So that should make an interesting talk. And perhaps the most stimulating of all will be the President's one-hour meeting with Pope Paul, who, after all, is one of the Western world's most accomplished diplomats. Italy is not a leader in world affairs or even in European affairs. She is a very dependent ally. But a stop in Rome is a must on the European tour of any American president, precisely because of Italy's close and special relationship with the United States. The American link, its strength or its weakness, is all important for her future. Winston Burdett, CBS News, Rome.
A report from Salisbury, Rhodesia, says police are patrolling the city's black townships after new violence last night. According to Reuters News Service, Africans stoned buses and smashed windows, but did nowhere near the violence that occurred over the weekend, in which 13 of them were reported killed and nearly 30 wounded. The fighting involved two rival nationalist groups. Now this message.
Hello, world. Denny Bracken here for Mike Roy's cooking thing. And here's himself, the super chef, Mike Roy. What's for tomorrow?
Beer biscuits.
Oh, now that's going to get a rise out of the folks.
I'll laugh later.
That's clever.
They are light and fluffy and made with beer as the liquid ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
And there are variations and things you can add to it. But the big thing is...
Yes.
Be sure there's no head on the beer.
No head on the beer?
You can't measure the foam.
Oh, I may just have to have three or four sample cans till I find a can of beer with no head on it.
That's right. You'll love it.
Come join us tomorrow, friends. Mike Roy's cooking here on CBS.
It's dark in America. Look what we've done. 200 years behind us, and we're walking in the sun. We're going and we're going, taking stock in our land by buying U.S. savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. It's stock in America. Join in our song. Stock up on U.S. savings bonds and keep us going strong.
The Rockefeller Commission that has been investigating possible illegal domestic spying by the CIA has had its final meeting and approved a report that will be delivered to President Ford on Friday. Vice President Rockefeller says he doubts anyone will be shocked by the report's findings. Rockefeller says the CIA did commit some illegal acts, but in his words, that none was major in comparison to the agency's total effort. A jury in Sacramento resumes a fifth day of deliberations today in the murder trial of two reputed members of the Symbionese Liberation Army. The two are accused of killing Oakland school superintendent Marcus Foster with cyanide-tipped bullets back in 1973. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
The Idaho-Oregon border. That move leaves the question of protecting the Wild Canyon up to the House of Representatives. The House Interior Committee may act later this month on a Hell's Canyon bill by Oregon Congressman Al Ullman, which has the support of the rest of the Oregon delegation. The Senate action today seeks to establish a 670,000-acre national recreation area in Oregon and Idaho and would place wild and scenic federal status on 100 miles of the Snake River. Meanwhile, a resolution calling for the immediate construction of dams on the Snake River failed in the Oregon Senate today. The resolution urged construction of the Pleasant Valley and Mountain Sheep dams on the Snake River above the Salmon and Innar River tributaries. It had been introduced by the Senate Agriculture Committee, headed by Senator Michael Thorne of Pendleton. He said the dams were needed to produce electrical power for the Northwest and that they could be constructed without causing significant damage to fish runs in the river. Opponents claim the dams would harm both the fish runs and the scenic beauty of the Snake River Canyon. A 23-year-old Portland woman, Deborah Clark Weimer, is presumed to have drowned off the mouth of Elk Creek this past week. She disappeared into the ocean after a rubber raft she was on capsized Friday. The Coast Guard helicopter crew from Astoria conducted a search between Haystack Rock and Chapman Point, but could find no trace of her. A companion, 20-year-old Patrick Halliday of Eloa, made it to shore through a strong outgoing tide. He was taken to Seaside General Hospital for treatment of shock, then released. The search continues. Cannery workers and seafood local T-554 voted 99% to reject a wage and benefit contract offer by the Columbia River Salmon and Tuna Packers Association. Union Secretary Gene Nordmark says the Union Packers Group has returned a bargain with the help of contract bargainer Norman Lee. Union officials did not disclose any information concerning today's negotiations. However, a union member said the cannery offer called for a 25-cent hourly cut in pay for current employees and a 48-cent cut for new employees and an end to the current 6-month cost of living clause. The cannery's desire the cuts in an effort to combat consumer resistance to high seafood prices. The weather forecast for the Portland metropolitan area, sunny today and Wednesday after morning clouds. Highs both day 70 to 75, low tonight near 50. Northwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of measurable rainfall near zero through tonight. Currently in downtown Portland, it's clear. The temperature is 56 degrees at the airport. The humidity is 55, wind from the north at 9 miles per hour. And the barometer reads 30.05 and rising. That's KOIN News at 12:09. This is Alan Archer.